And it's a very good afternoon to Pastor Mark Topp. Good afternoon, Mark.
Hello, Andy. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
Yeah, if people haven't listened before, every now and again you pop in and give us a little update, don't you, on what's going on at this Storehouse Church.
We do, yeah. It's it's come around again in the diary, and here I am.
Yeah. So anything very much been going on? You've had a messy day.
Messy church. Yeah, messy church was on Saturday, which was great. So messy church is for families, parents, carers, young people to come and have a couple of hours of messy play, messy fun, church, food, fellowship, and all the other bits and pieces in between. And yeah, we had that on Saturday, and the next one is Saturday the 18th. And thank you very much for putting it on the What Song Guide. I'll put the next one on there so people can know when that's next on. But yeah, really good, and it's growing, and it's great to reach people in our community.
I was going to say, do you get a lot of people turn up for it?
We've had good numbers. Our best one was last Christmas, where we had 15 families, which was great. But hopefully we've had a little bit of a rejig with some of the people helping in Messy Church and leading, and had some changes. So hopefully now the numbers will start to pick back up. So, yeah.
I guess it does get very messy as well.
Yes, especially when you've got paint and coloured sand and everything involved. But that's what all the kids love. Yeah. And I came away from Messy Church a couple of times ago, needing to buy new trainers and put my trousers through the wash with a paint remover, stain remover on. So yeah, but it was good fun, and the kids loved it. And I think that's what we want to encourage the kids to have: messy play, messy fun, and we teach them Bible stories and things about God. So it's great.
I think you should keep the trainers. They should be your messy trainers, and they just get messier and messier every time.
Yeah, I think lots of people paint their trainers now, don't they, and people to kind of do them up. I'm probably onto a winner there. So.
You might be trailblazing there. Yeah,
absolutely. Might be a trendsetter.
So what other sort of things keep you busy, Mark? Because what is messy church days? What other things keep you?
Yeah, so it's been... I was chatting to somebody the other day. I think I've had 2 days off in the last 5 weeks. It's been really busy, period. I was at AOG conference in Wales, in Cardiff, in the middle of May. I've had a couple of funerals over the last few weeks. I had one last Tuesday at Yeovil Creme. I've got another one tomorrow at Weymouth Creme. We had a wedding at our church. A couple in our church got married last weekend. Not this weekend, gone the weekend before, which is lovely. It's been lots and lots of really busy, good stuff. But I'm really looking forward to having a couple of days off this week. So, it's been great. It's been really exciting.
So a couple of days off this week then,
A couple of days off this week.
If you behave.
Wednesday, it's not a day off. I'm going shopping with the wife, but it's completely taken away from everything that we normally do. We've got a day out in Southampton planned on Wednesday, so that's going to be nice.
Nice. So. Now, with the funeral, we won't dwell on funerals too much, but do you get people asked for particular records and that for the funerals?
Yeah, absolutely we do. So probably the go-to would be the Frank Sinatra Did It My Way would be the one that normally is the song that kind of ends the service. It's like that exit song. We did one funeral in our church a few years ago for a guy who was a huge Liverpool fan, and so Never Walk Alone was his exit song. So we do, and I've privileged and honoured to take funeral services for people within my congregation and people that aren't, and so I work with all the funeral directors that want to put on those services that are unique and special for families. And so thinking about the music is really important, because it was one of those things that when you hear that song again, it will take you back to that moment. And remember the person that you've lost and you loved. It's a lovely thing to be able to create a service, especially for families going through something like that.
Absolutely. I remember hearing a few years ago now, somebody at a crematorium, and I can't remember which song they'd asked for, but whoever was in charge of the music put the wrong record on.
Oh, no.
And as the departed passed through the curtains and all that, the song came on, "Wish Me Luck As You Wave Me Goodbye."
There we go. Very good.
And when I was at another, as the hospital radio over in Bournemouth, my way was one that we weren't allowed to play.
Wow.
Yeah, because of like what you're saying.
Yeah, we're very good.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. The systems that the Krems have, incredible system, Wesley system, they have loads of tracks and they're adding to it every single day. It's really good because they also have lots of obviously hymns and songs that you want to sing, and everyone looks to me to lead them, and I don't know all of the tunes, all of the hymns, so I always request that they have it with the choir back in, so it takes some pressure off me. And then it really does get then everyone else during the service to sing, because they're not quite conscious of their voice being either too loud or too quiet. So it's an incredible system that that the Krems use.
I never realised they had all that.
Yes,
they've got a huge library of music.
Wow, yeah.
That's something that's changed over the years.
Massively, yeah. And it's no longer a CD or a boombox in the corner. So, it's really good.
Wow. That's some interesting weddings. That's a big responsibility.
Yes, weddings. It's a lovely responsibility. I think I've worked out it was my fifth wedding that I've done now since pastoring the church for nearly 9 years this summer. Been four couples in our church, and then one couple who wanted to get married after coming to a baptism service in our church. And they've been together as a couple for a very long time, and he was very much, if I'm going to get married, I want to get married in a nice small church. And he found our church and he liked it, we did a great deal with him. He is a window fitter in the town, and we needed 9 windows replacing in our church. And he said, how much is it going to cost me to have this wedding? I said, well, we need 9 windows replacing, so if you replace our windows, that's the one we want you to do. So he said, absolutely, we'll do that. But weddings are incredible, and my job is very much one of those. With, we do baby dedications, which are different to christenings. So baby dedications, baptisms, which we do when the person is ready to make that commitment to follow Jesus for themselves. We have a baptism pool in our church, but we tend to do them now more in the sea, because it takes 5 hours to fill the pool up, it takes 5 hours to empty it, and it's only a 20-minute drive down to Weymouth, so we do it down in Weymouth more now. Weddings are an absolute blessing to do, and then I get to do the funerals as well. So very privileged and honoured position to be able to be involved in so many significant moments in people's lives. The wedding gig kind of has now led into MCing at wedding receptions, because the couple that from my church asked if I would do that, and then a lady helping them said, would you MC at my daughter's wedding later in September? So it's just an ever ongoing public ministry that I have. So yeah, there you go.
Wow, that's great. It's very interesting. Very interesting. If anybody would like to find out more about the church, what can they do to find out?
They can go onto our website, they can look at our Facebook page, they can pop in our tea and coffee morning on a Tuesday and a Thursday. We have obviously our community larder, which we run, or they could come to our church service on a Sunday, 10:30 at the Storehouse Church, Cambridge Road.
Lovely. Okay, well, many thanks, Mark, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Andy.
Cheers.